United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item two, Open Meetings Act posting and meeting procedure. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendation. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt directors' discussion and action. Thank you. And with that, item three, quorum call.
Bradley?
Here.
Cogney?
Here.
Davidson?
Here.
Fowler?
Here.
Henningsen?
Here.
Jack?
Here.
McCormick?
Here.
Cheeser?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
And Sherman?
Here. Full house, that's nice. No excused absences. Item four, adoption of agenda.
Second.
Roll call.
Bradley?
Yes.
Cogney?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Cheeser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
And Sherman?
Yes. Item five, adoption of consent agenda. McCormick, Bradley, roll call.
Cogney?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Cheeser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
And Sherman?
Yes. Item six, I have proof of publication in the World Herald of this meeting and it will become part of the permanent record of the meeting. Moving on, item eight, agency association reports and presentations. First up is Kristen Sluter, district conservationist. Hi, Kristen, how are you?
Hi, good afternoon, doing well. Again, I'm Kristen Sluter, district conservationist in the Papio. On my second full month now as being a DC, so it's been challenging and fun at the same time. Not a lot has changed as far as personnel. We're still lacking a technician in the Blair and Takema offices. Those announcements have closed. I talked to my supervisor today. We didn't get very many applicants for a lot of positions open, so we're probably going to be advertising for them again. So if anybody knows anyone who's looking to get in for a job with us, we'd really appreciate the promotion there. Our PF biologist position is still vacant. They're hoping to have an announcement out mid-January, but I haven't seen it yet. And we are excited to have Charles Stanley with us as the new 319 watershed coordinator in the Blair office. So super excited that we got that filled again. And I've just been working with him to try and get his NRCS permissions up to date so we can get him all the accesses. And we got some engineering trainings coming up, so we're hoping that we can get him on board with that as well. As far as activities and trainings, I attended the Intertribal Ag Council Conference in Las Vegas it was December 11th through the 14th. Myself and Jamie Taney, who's our Nebraska State Outreach Coordinator, we were the two selected from Nebraska to go. It was a great week. I was able to meet with a lot of partners, honestly some that I didn't even know existed. I was very unfamiliar with the Intertribal Ag Council before I went out there. I was able to meet our representative, and we're hoping to kind of keep up or build that relationship in the future. Also was able to meet with some representatives from the EPA, who are the tribal representatives for a lot of the 319 watershed projects that we have in our state. So excited to kind of build that relationship as well. Also, we had our own Omaha Nation Public Schools was out at that conference as well, and they had their own breakout session where they presented on their Three Sisters Farm to School program. That's a program that they have that addresses food sovereignty and blends traditional mono farming practices to offer vocational opportunities for their students. And so that was a really well-attended and well-received session out there in Vegas. We did have our joint NRCS and NRD staff meeting last December 20th for field staff, and that was just nice to get everybody together, go over some topics that we need to discuss, and just kind of get everybody together in person for that. We're going to have staff attending training in Norfolk for prescribed burning and some ARC Pro training coming up. As far as programs, we continue to accept, you know, EQIP and CSP applications on a continuous basis. We're still, again, working with these Inflation Reduction Act, or we call them IRA funds, and that's really the big item that we're dealing with right now, kind of the huge item, is dealing with those funds. So it's a big workload, and we have a lot of new processes in the field offices as far as how we're handling this money, how we're handling applications in general. So it's a lot of new things for our field staff to learn, and so we're all just kind of doing our best to work together and get that workload accomplished. But it's kind of a big task daily to just kind of stay on top of that. I think the recent weather finally gave the people working on construction projects a break. It's always nice to have a nice long fall to get a lot of work done, but on the same time, when you never have a rain day or anything, it just kind of field staff kind of get burnt out. So I think we're kind of using this time to get caught up on some things before our next big construction season. Again, urban ag is really big in our NRD. And we're learning a lot with that, just as far as like, you know, how to identify land uses and what resource concerns we have and how to address those and how to assess them across the state. So we're doing a lot of work on that. And we're fortunate that we've actually got three of our employees in our NRD on our state NRCS Urban Ag Committee. So that's continues to be a big thing in our NRD. As far as applications, I think last report, we had 117, and I haven't looked again as far as EQIP applications, but we're probably still close to that number. CSP applications, we currently have 32 applications, which for CSP is actually a lot of applications. So in our state, for our NRD, we rank pretty close to the top as far as the amount of CSP that we have going on in our NRD. So that's pretty much it. I'll also be seeing, I'm sure, some of you at the NRD conferences again on January 23rd and 24th. So that's all we have. We wish everyone a happy new year, and just feel free to contact me anytime with questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions for Kristen? All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate being here. All right. Item 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts report, Director Rich Teaser.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD Legislative Conference will be held Monday the 22nd through the 24th at the Embassy Suites in Lincoln. Gene, how many do we have coming? Do we know?
Good.
Excellent. That's wonderful. I won't make fun of the person that's not coming, though, the number 11. I would never do that.
Everyone's going to be at the Embassy Suites, so they plan made reservations in July.
Yep.
We're all good.
Very good. Thank you. And we're looking forward to an interesting meeting, and hopefully we're not going to get any nasty legislation in general.
We hope. Tim will be here to report soon.
And that concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Director Teaser, and thank you to the staff and directors for attending that important conference. Item 8C, Legislative Report, Camas Public Affairs, Tim Gay. Hi, Tim.
Hello. Good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity to visit with you. Day 7 of legislature just started. Josh, this will be repetitive for you. Day 7 just started. First 10 days, of course, are bill introductions mainly and some ceremonial things. But anyway, so far only 315 bills have been introduced. I think there are another 35 today, so let's say it's 400, I guess, if I do my math right, or 350 if I do my math right. Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of way less than I thought would happen. I thought we'd be in the 500 or 600, but there's a couple more days left, you know, and we will see what happens. Right now what they're going to do all next week is, you've probably been reading in the paper about a rules fight. It just started this afternoon about 2:30. So on cloture, how you can end debate and some of those things. So the minority party is watching that closely. They don't want that to happen. There's about 8 people that really want to push it, and about 20 people that or more who don't want it. So it's just a matter of time how long the eight will go. If they want to go clear till next Friday, that's fine too. Because of that, there are no public hearings starting until the 22nd. So that's when they'll have all the public hearings on these bills that were introduced. Something new that I kind of thought was interesting this year, since it's being a short session, only 60 days, that there's already been like 20 priority bills. On the first day, I think there was 13. They had 16 senators have already picked their priority bill, and some of those bills haven't even had a hearing yet. So that's kind of a risk you take. But so that's new. There's one committee bill. The government committee put a bill out of a priority, and then three of the Speaker Arch bills, he gets 25. So there's about 100 priorities that could be listed. So 20% of them are already listed on the seventh day is very rare. One of those bills, though, last year, there's a transgender bill. There's another one this year. That's what caused the filibuster last year. There's another one this year. Senator Kauth put in a bill, Sports and Spaces Act, deals with that issue again. So I don't know if we'll have a repeat of last year. I hope not, but that it'll be a constant filibuster. I don't know what will happen. Been working with John closely, and also Dean Edson and some of the other lobbyists that other NRDs have, kind of just making sure we're touching base with each other. But John worked with John, and Senator Mike McDonnell just drafted a bill. And what the bill is really is of the projects, of if there's any leftover ARPA funds that can't be spent, or somebody miscalculated, or bids came in too high, whatever the case may be, we'd like to get some of that money. John had a list of a lot of projects, $34 million worth. So we figured, well, what the heck, let's put out a bill and see. Obviously, I don't think we're gonna get $34 million, but they could go through that list and pick, hey, maybe this project or that project. So if you don't have the list, John can get it to you, or he could talk when I'm done about those projects. So that bill is being introduced probably tomorrow. It's just three-parted, and Senator McDonnell will introduce that tomorrow. That's the, like on offense, something we'd like to have happen. Right now, I haven't seen a ton of bills that deal with your issues. You know, we go through them and we scan and kind of just look for keywords and things like that. Then we'll go through again and read them all and kind of find out if there's anything. Or somebody will say, hey, look at this bill. It deals with hunting or fishing or whatever the case may be, recreational, flooding, whatever. One thing that we're really watching, though, and I hope doesn't happen, but you probably read the governor wants to cut $2 billion in property taxes. So the way he wants to do that is, you know, he talked about raising a sales tax and kind of balancing out sales taxes, income taxes, and property taxes. Well, by doing that, what he's been talking about is hard lids on local governments. That'd be cities, counties, probably NRDs, probably whatever the case may be. But he's also saying last year they took away the taxing authority for the state college systems, or the community college systems, I'm sorry. So that all goes to the state. There's a little flexibility in there, but basically the state is running that, the funding. So he's talked about a few taking away the funding. You were mentioned in there, but right now it's just rumors. We're waiting for the governor to put his bills in. Those will come in the next two or three days. So I should know by Wednesday if you're on a list or anything like that. Hopefully not. To me, you know, it takes away local control, kind of moves that all to state funding, and it's just, I don't think it'd be good. But anyway, talking to Dean, and he's kind of confident that won't happen. I hope he's right. But we shall see what happens. You'll know about that at your conference for sure if that happens. So that's kind of like I say, that's why we've been meeting as lobbyists to kind of get a strategy to go. I've talked to John about this, and like I say, hopefully that doesn't happen, but we shall see. So with that, in a short session, that means the legislature will end on April 11th. All the debate and voting will end, and then they'll wait 1 week. Send everything to the governor, and he can either veto. What they don't want to do is have him just sit on a bill and it gets pocket vetoed. So then they come back Friday, April 18th is officially the last day, and they would do any overrides on governor's vetoes. That could, it's subject to change. Sometimes they'll work out a deal where the governor says, well, I'm not really going to veto anything, so go ahead and adjourn, you know, get out of here. So we'll see what happens, but A lot of this is just speculation at this point, so I don't want to get too far into anything or make any big claims, because that's what it is, rumors and speculation a lot until you see a bill and you can read it and know what's going on. That's what we're doing. So staying busy. I'll be back, of course, next couple of months. John and I talk about every other day probably on different things. So if you need anything, talk to John and he'll get it to me. Or if you see any bills again, we do always appreciate the help. I mean, if we miss something and you say it's kind of important, you want to watch that, let us know. We'll dig into it a little deeper. So with that, any questions or?
Director Conley?
Yeah, when will we know what the governor's going to propose to the legislature about taxation?
Well, today's 7th, so it'd be tomorrow, because it's going to snow or whatever, you know. A lot of the senators wanted to go home. So tomorrow, they're just 25 need to show up, just open the doors kind of and get a quorum or whatever it is. Tomorrow's this bill or deduction off Monday for Martin Luther King Day, and then they'll be back. The last 2 days you could do it would be Tuesday and Wednesday is day 10. So we'll know by then. But so far, I'm kind of surprised. I think they're still working on things, is back and forth. So. And they kind of keep that pretty secretive, or try to at least. So,
so will that affect his invite to the conference?
Maybe you do want him there if he does. Give him grief.
Another question. It's nothing to do with NRD, but did Senator Hunt submit her amendment to the death penalty?
I don't know. I did read that something.
She wanted amended to have a firing squad made up by a senator.
Yeah.
But
there's another.
I didn't know if that was in jest.
I don't follow that too much, but yeah.
That was in jest.
I did see that one of my kids sent me the
some of things. Director Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When is the last day of the session?
It would be, so the last day of like voting and things like that is the April 11th. But then they will go home for a week. They send all the bills to the governor, and he needs to either sign them, veto them, or whatever. What they don't want to do, and then they'll come back. If he vetoes your bill, let's say, you want the chance to come back and try to like override his veto. So they will come back on the 18th for that opportunity. So he may veto 10, 15, 20 bills. I don't know. Who knows what he'll do. But they just don't want him to have the ability to just sit on it, because if he doesn't sign it, you're just sitting there, you passed a bill, and it's doesn't get signed, it doesn't mean anything. So,
Director Bonnet.
The spending lids concept was pretty interesting, but it really sets up a street fight between a lot of the municipalities. Are you hearing anything about overall lid, similar to what's just occurred in Colorado with the Tabor bill? Taxpayer Bill of Rights, maximum amount of money the state can take from a taxpayer?
No. Like
no one's talking about that?
Or anything. The only other thing out there is that Epic, you know, there's...
Epic tax.
Yeah, talking about that. That would get rid of every property tax, I guess. So I think they're being somewhat aggressive to avoid that, but I don't know. I mean, you're really going down a rabbit hole when you start getting into that. So we just look at what they're trying to do. And I don't know. But no, I haven't heard of any big... I mean, hard lids are hard lids. I mean, he's going to look at here's what you get, and that's it. Or maybe you don't get anything. I don't know.
Director Jeff.
I recently read in the paper that out in Colorado we bought some land for that Colorado Compact thing. And is there movement on the legislature to continue that?
Well, I'm checking into it. I did not see that, but it's, yeah, as far as I know, they're still going full steam ahead on it. I missed that article though, but I wouldn't doubt it. The governor's
very. Yeah, it was just recently in the.
Those.
So I was curious.
Right on the border.
They're committed to
right
it.
Right on the border.
It's in Colorado too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's $500 million already just sitting there in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? Anything can happen, but let's say you get in a tougher economy, you get in a recession or something. Pretty soon they got $500 million sitting here, they got $200 million sitting here. All of a sudden, you start questioning, do you really want to save that 500 for there? There's about a handful of senators. Most were for that bill, you know. They set the money aside. But there's a good 12 or 13, I think, who don't like that idea of the canal. So, and then you got term limits going on, too, this year. So I think 14 are gone. So there'll be 14 new senators coming in. I don't know what the makeup of the legislature will be, but yeah, there's a lot of money out there that's not spent, so.
We should probably get John Engel in.
It's been my understanding that April 19th, the lawsuits will start flying.
Oh.
After the session's over. Colorado's given them an opportunity to fix it, and they were not going to. We'll see where it goes from there.
I'm sure there's a lot of scheming going on out there.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of.
We should get HDR in for an update, though.
Yeah, we could, yeah.
I mean, you want to be.
They'll give us one. They probably have a whole session at the conference on it.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. I mean, you want to try to keep up on this stuff of the rumor mill, but it's kind of like, yeah, oh, whatever.
Yeah, DNR said full steam ahead until, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to. Yeah, so.
Anything on the lake in Sarpy County?
Nope. I haven't heard anything. If you have I haven't heard a word. You know, a lot of the people who are pushing that are gone.
Yeah.
Are going to be gone. So, but engineering companies did all right, I think, on that. But I haven't heard. There haven't been any meetings I've heard of either from Gretna people. There's a good opposition in Gretna to that. So, but I haven't heard of any meetings or anything. And so, but there again, that was a lot of money. It's not all set aside. It was for study, but. Just radio silence on that.
Where's the governor on that?
You know, I think he's like just sitting on his hands and see what happens.
Well, he's behind the canal, so even though you lose 14, if you have the governor, you still have maybe momentum.
And being his ag guy, too, I'm just guessing that he's much more behind that than he would be for this.
Is that how they see it, in either or?
No. I just think it's money. You could do whatever you want, but. Let's say, can somebody drop, you know, $3 billion in a lake here? I don't know. It's all this stuff. You know, you got to do all the engineering, all the lawsuits. All, you all know more about this than me, but so I'd just be guessing on those things. Sorry.
It'll take 10 years.
All right. Any other questions for Tim Gay?
Thank you all.
Good. Thanks for being here, Tim. Thanks for the report. All right.
Thanks, Tim.
Moving on. Item 9A, Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee. Director Ted Jaff.
Thank you, Chairman Sapinski. Be it resolved that the minutes of the January 9th, 2024 meeting of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Number one, copy of NRD's Affirmative Action Program. This was just a program update. No action was taken by the subcommittee, so no other action needs to happen tonight. So that concludes my report.
All right. Any questions on that? I think we discussed that quite a bit Tuesday. All right, we're going to move right along. Item 9B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the January 9th, 2024 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9B1, update to Appendix K, Rules and Regulations for Papio NRD Recreation Areas. Recommendation that the proposed amendments to Appendix K, Rules and Regulations for District Recreation will be approved and with changes deemed necessary by the general manager and district legal counsel, and I so move.
All right, any public comments on this item? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Jaff?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Yes. Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Chairman?
Yes.
Item number two, 9B2, Little Papillion Creek Channel Stabilization Project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract with Ashland Road Excavating LLC in a not to exceed amount of $129,947.50. For the construction of the Little Papillion Creek Channel Stabilization Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments on this item? Staff or directors? Roll call.
Butler?
Yes.
Pennington?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Sheldon?
Yes.
Deezer?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Barnett?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
And Sherman?
Yes.
And that completes my report.
Sure.
All right, thank you, Director Conley. Item ten, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through I all inclusive and that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the permanent record. And I so move.
Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Director Bradley? Okay, roll call.
Pennington?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yeah.
Thompson?
Yes.
Barnett?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
And Sherman?
Yes. All right. Item 11, Chairman's Report. Appointment of the Ad Hoc Selection Subcommittee, RFP, for Big Papio Tributaries Culverts Rehabilitation Project. The proposed Ad Hoc Subcommittee members are Jim Thompson, Chairman, Fred Conley, Vice Chairman, Patrick Bonnet, Phil Davidson, Tim McCormick, with Josh Henningsen as an alternate. And we need to vote on this, correct?
Yes.
All right. Go right into it. Roll call. Oh, need a motion.
Second.
Deezer, Conley. Any other comments or concerns on this? Okay, roll call.
Jack?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Deezer?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yeah.
Barnett?
He's the chairman.
Bradley?
Yeah.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Pennington?
Yes.
And Sherman?
After your theme, I'm not gonna tell that.
All right, thank you.
And Sherman?
Yes, I'm sorry. He was in my ear.
Okay.
All right, Director Jim Thompson would like something to say here. Go ahead, you got the floor, Jim.
Oh, just clarification on the email we got about submitting documentation for mileage. Just need clarification on why we're doing it.
So, I'm working with Carrie and we probably should, been working with staff, with Carrie and with, we should have done this for many years. You have to substantiate on the expense report. Mileage is no different than a meal receipt or your internet receipt or whatever. So there needs to be some form that shows you drove from point A to point B. It's Google or whatever you use to do that. That substantiates that mileage if the auditor came in and reviewed each of your expense claims. So as Carrie stated, and I don't know if I guess she told me, if you come to this meeting from your home every time, you just need to submit it one time. And then we can refer that to, is that correct, Carrie? We can just reprint them. So if you need help generating the map and you're somewhere else and you need help generating the trip, send me an email or text. I'd be more than happy to generate the map for you and send that to you, or you could put it to your expense claim. That's no problem. If that's the problem, generating the maps, we can make it very easy for you. But so this is something, again, that it's best practices, it's required. And so if we were to have the state auditor come in, they would require that all of those things be substantiated onto the expense claim. Your expense claim is yours as a director. So to have Gene do that for you probably wasn't the right process to begin with, because you're responsible for it. So if something was not correct, then that would fall back on Gene to say, well, Gene wrote this and I just signed it. So that's why we came up with the new process. That was the rationale.
So it's not Carrie's fault.
No, it's not Carrie's fault. No, 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 it's not Carrie. And obviously we have Carrie to keep us all in line with rules, regulations, and that was one of them.
Well, the reality is mileage is easily verified by any auditor. And we do have a Paperwork Reduction Act, or not act, policy. So if you're saying you're gonna copy that for each claim each month, it's someone like Director Teaser, who has multiple events during the month, multiple miles, it's ridiculous to try and get copies of substantiating that. So it's an honor system. In my opinion, nothing was broke for as long as I've been on the board, 21 years.
This is about auditing.
Yeah.
It's not about honor, it's about auditing.
Well, we haven't been audited yet. So it's a big if, you know, if a state auditor comes in and says, well, you should be doing that, wait until that time. Well, I can't imagine any government employee, not employee, official in the state of Nebraska is submitting those, and I think it's ridiculous.
They are. Other boards, yeah, they require it. All of your expenses should be substantiated, like I said, by receipt, by a bill, or something. I mean, that's just the practice the way it is, and the way it's required. We're just living up to that requirement or expectation. And I said, if
and
you have
delivered electronically, I think it said mail, but
yes,
you said it.
It can be electronically and just attach it to the, yeah. Like I said, if you have a problem generating it, send it to us. I will be more than happy to generate or email it to me. Be more than happy to generate.
You're gonna regret that.
That's fine. That's what we're for. So this, no big deal. Send them to me. Just don't send them to Gene. Don't send them to me. Send them to me, and I will generate the form for you.
Rich, you can draw a picture on a napkin. It's okay.
Napkin? Yeah. Yeah. So we have very clean audits, and we want to keep them that way. And we want to follow the rules and regulations as they're established. I think that is the expectation that we've made of ourselves and of our staff. And I think the way that people look at us, that we do things the right way. And so this is just something we need to do the right way.
Don't do it. We have not adopted that policy for directors. But if we don't do it, is it going to show up in a future audit? Because the audit's been clean, and you've been praised, Gary, for your work, and thank you very much.
Well, we could direct the auditor to look at director's expenses next audit, and they could do a special audit.
I would just tell them, look at that.
Well, I mean, when the state auditor comes in, and then you've seen those have splashed across the newspaper. But you don't want the state auditor to come in and say, hey, all your directors don't submit, and none of these are eligible expenses. And then you have that perception that, well, the NRD doesn't follow the rules. They will come in and
I've been submitting, you know, my government career and everything. Mileage is, it can be proven and audited without paperwork. You know, nowadays with MapQuest, it's pretty easy. But I'm done talking.
Yeah, you don't want to get paid. That's
I'm great. Done talking.
I just say we want to do it the right way.
Are we vote on this?
No. It's not an action item.
No voting. No.
I mean, it
just do it or don't.
Yeah, do it or don't. I mean, that, and then the consequences are where they are. But we have it on the record that you've been told what the process is and what the ramifications are if you don't. It's up to you. You're elected folks. You can do what you want.
John?
Director Bradley.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, just on this item, not an item, but what we're talking about, for the Nebraska Natural Resource Commission, you can go to the website and navigate, and then there's a way to pick out your name, and then you fill in with the mouse and the keyboard your miles and everything, so it'll generate for you. I don't know if we're at that point yet, but then if we have something similar.
You have to locate every place you went.
Well, No, not really. Just from your home to here, and
it's not that difficult.
The email that I sent out through Excel, it already has the formula in there, so all you have to do is put your name, the date, where you're going, your mileage, and it will automatically figure out at the new 2024 rate, and then all you need to do is add your $70 for per diem, and it will calculate all the way through. We can look at perhaps doing a Word document for that and have it be a PDF fillable that I can send out. That's going to be something we could work on for future.
I think whatever would make it easier on the directors would be good.
Me doing the reports would probably be easier.
That's certainly preferred. I think Jim's got a point. So. Anything else on this item? All right. Well, lastly, just I'll be brief. Looking forward to 2024. you know, I'll be brief again on this. I'd just like to say, how nice would it be to be a part of a district, a small agency like ours that performs with such ruthless efficiency, that's cut its levy 18 of 19 years, most recently 10%, enough to get Ted Jap on board with the budget? Think about that.
Yeah.
How cool would it be to be a part of a government agency that gets projects done in half the time and half the money as the federal government, and certainly gets projects done on time or early and on budget? Think Cramper Lake Water Extension, projects like that, WP6, WP7. Just a lot of good things going on here. And then lastly, just last month, how nice would it be to be a part of an agency that gives out awards, not for just 10 or 15 years of service, but for 30, 35, 40, 45. What do we have, 300 years of service last month?
Yeah, so close.
Yeah, I just want to say, I look forward to 2024. I'm fiercely optimistic, and I'm very proud to be associated with all of you and all the work that we get done, both directors and staff. And I can't wait to see what we do in the future. So thank you. Item 12, General Manager John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights. Now that the education awareness initiative is complete, the development of new district website has begun. So we're going to make it more user-friendly, updated, get better content. So we can't wait to do that. Jennifer's knee-deep into that one. Personnel miscellaneous items. I want to announce a couple of job changes within the district. Charles Stanley was promoted from land steward to the Papillion Creek Watershed Coordinator 319 position. And Kevin Shipp was transferred from the Thurston County Rural Water to Water Supply Operator vacancy in Dakota County. Just an item of note or update, the Pappy Hunter DM Cooperation, the Nebraska Game Commission, we are contributing $50,000 to the construction and installation of a handicap accessible kayak launch at Cramper Lake. This will add another water-based amenity to the rec area, which is quickly becoming a very popular recreation destination. Game of Parks did mention that Cramper Lake is the number one fishery in northeast Nebraska. So they're very proud of that, and it continues to get more and more popular. Now that we'll have rural water in that area, in that camp area, it should become even more popular. Congratulations to Director Teaser. He's been reappointed to the Riparian Vegetation Management Task Force by Governor Pillen. He's been a member of the task force since 07. I think you're the only original member, aren't you, Rich?
One other.
So one of two original members from the task force, and his certificate's in here for your review. Report on purchases, construction services, professional services, and personal property is attached for your review, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the District Legal Counsel. There was no Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership meeting in December. The next one's scheduled for January 25th. And I did put last year's update on the district overtime comparison on each of your booklets. And again, we just break down. We continue to remain pretty consistent. It was a little lower than in 2022. But from the earlier, from the 2000 to 2007, we've dropped it about 83% to 90% from where we were in overtime. It's continued to still get the work done. And I would say probably the majority of this overtime is rural water, because they have a number of main breaks during off hours and things like that. So I would say that our operation maintenance and our general staff, it's probably a fraction of what the total is for each of those years. So everybody continues to do a great job of monitoring overtime, only working when it's absolutely necessary, but then not sacrificing any of the services or programs we do to get it done. So I like to thank everybody for helping with that and keeping an eye on that. So that concludes my report.
Yeah, if I could, I was here before 2000, and this overtime back in the 80s and 90s, terrible, guys. I'm just so pleased to see this thing being collected, and I'm one of a couple of directors here that watch this every month, and I send out emails to occasional individuals, questioning, why overtime occurred, and I'm just so pleased to see the trend getting less and less, and this is because of our general manager and our assistant general manager and staff working hand in hand to cut those expenses, and I thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Thank you for that. I would surmise that Governor Pillen not dare Miss Teaser for that riparian task force. He is the task force. All right, item 13, future meetings. Please note, we're closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, January 15th. Of course, the NARD conference that Rich mentioned, most of us will be there in Lincoln, 23rd, 24th, and maybe the 22nd evening. And next meeting will be February 8th. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.